Well, after 17 years with McCook Public Schools, Superintendent of Schools Grant Norgaard is moving on to a different position. Mr. Norgaard, wow. I mean, you've been here a long time, but something's come up. Tell us what you're going to be doing.
Yes, there's a position with the State Department of Education that I've kind of, throughout my career, I've always kind of had an eye on working with the Department of Education at some point. And hopefully, you know, I always kind of thought maybe I'd be in a commissioner's role. The assistant commissioner's position came up, came open, and I talked to the Board of Education, visited with them a little bit about it, and then I decided that I was going to apply for that position. I interviewed several times for that role, and at the end of the day, the other day, I was given a call from the Commissioner of Education, and he offered me that position. So it is a, you know, it's a bittersweet moment for me because I love McCook. I wanted to be in McCook. It's always a dream to come here, to be honest with you, and to have my kids go through our school system here. But I'm at a point in time in my career that this is probably the right move for me and also is helping me fulfill kind of a career dream that I've had.
And what can you tell us what some of the what you're going to be doing with this new position?
Yeah, as the assistant commissioner, you're really a sort of a chief of staff for the Department of Education. It's multi-role. There's a lot to it. So if you read the job description, there's a lot of different tasks. I know I'll be working a lot with NDE staff, but one of my main jobs will be a liaison between the State Board of Education and the Department of Education. I'll be working closely with State Board of Education members, doing research, helping with policy development. I'll be working closely with the Commissioner of Education. Any questions he has, I need to make sure that I have information for him and I'm prepared to answer questions if he hasn't had time to do the research. And also I'll be the face of the Department of Education to a certain extent. So I might be sent on missions where I represent the Department of Ed at meetings, both in the state of Nebraska and potentially outside the state of Nebraska.
And of course, you got the move to Lincoln now.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm not a big community fan, but you know, I've lived in Lincoln before. I went to school there. Mm-hmm. My wife has family in Lincoln, so that transition will take place, and I'll have to get I'll have to adjust to that. But it's again, it's where, you know, it's where the job that I've kind of wanted for a while is, and so I'm going to be moving to Lincoln sometime this summer.
So many great memories, McCook Public Schools. You've done a ton while you've been here.
You know, I've had, we have. McCook Public Schools is an amazing school system. We have great people. We have great leaders, great teachers. We have a great community. I hope everyone realizes how blessed we are to be in McCook and to have the staff and the parents and the kids that we have. And that's something I'll always cherish. And we have done quite a bit. We've worked on collaboration. We've worked on assessment. We've worked on curriculum. You know, we've developed our facilities over the years. We've invested in a lot of different projects, but we've always been focused on providing the best education and an environment to our students that we possibly could.
I told Mr. Norgaard it's not our final interview because now I got a contact down here at the Department of Education. We're going to have to do something down the line for next fall, right?
Absolutely. It's going to be part of my role. Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate everything you've done. Thanks for always giving us the time of day over the years with our school board recaps and everything else.
I appreciate everything that you guys do for the community and for the school system. And I want to thank McCook. It's just an amazing place, very difficult place to leave. You know, just cherish my time here.